As PhDs, we really hate the idea of selling ourselves, even watering down the word selling to marketing ourselves or persuading others hurts. But to get hired, that's exactly what you have to do. Okay, you have to sell yourself. It's the most persuasive person who gets hired, not the most skilled. This is especially true during the interview process. When it comes to sitting across from another person by video or in person, the art of persuasion can significantly boost your chances of success. Right? You have to convince them to hire you. So today I wanted to talk about 5 psychological tricks, though they're not really tricks, they're more like nuances, but the word trick spices things up a bit. So first I want to talk about the law of reciprocity, okay? You have to give to get. The concept here is simple. People feel obligated to return favors. So how do you apply this to an interview setting? Offer something valuable during your interview, like unique insights or solutions to potential problems that the company faces. They'll ask you for your view on things. Do this openly. Give them everything for free. Don't feel like they're trying to get free information. Even if they are, give it to them. This can create a subconscious desire in the interviewer to reciprocate with a job offer. So one simple example might be sharing relevant articles or pieces of information that you've heard of that maybe they haven't, right? Just your unique point of view to help the company or even the interviewer personally. Again, they'll want to return the favor. Second is the law of social proof. And the easiest way to leverage this law is to showcase endorsements. Look, like it or not, people are influenced by actions and approvals of others, okay? So make sure you're mentioning endorsements from previous employers or colleagues subtly during your interviews. Just times when you got along with other people or maybe what they said about you and your work. Share stories, okay, of how you've been a valuable team player or a leader in past roles. If you have papers, talk about the impact factor and what that means to the greater good, humanity, other people. The other co-authors, talk about them too. Discuss awards, recognitions, or past positive feedback from past projects and past roles. Okay, they'll know what you're doing, but it doesn't matter, it still works. Third, show commitment and consistency. The concept here is straightforward. Once someone commits to something small, they're more likely to agree to something bigger. So how can you apply this to an interview? Well, very simple. You can encourage the interviewer to make a small commitment, right? Like agreeing to a second interview or just agreeing to follow up with you or to get on a follow-up call. This can lead them to be more open to offering you the job. That's right, just getting a commitment for them to follow up. So never leave a conversation with an interviewer without getting their phone number and committing to a date for you to follow up with them by phone if you don't hear back. You can also do this in the reverse, in a sense, by applying the door in your face technique. This refers to a famous experiment that involves making a large request that is expected to be refused, followed by a smaller, more reasonable request. So how could you do this during an interview, right? Well, the refusal of the first request increases the likelihood of the second request being accepted. That's the key point here. So here's how it's relevant. So in an interview, you can apply this by initially discussing a major achievement or how qualified you believe you are for an even bigger role, okay? Just mention it, then quickly scale back to how your skills perfectly align for the job at hand. The fourth concept is likability or building rapport. Oh man, I wish I could give a 5-day seminar on this to PhDs and actually have them attend and listen. That's the hard part. It's the number one reason they don't get hired. Understand, people are more likely to be persuaded by those they like. So you need to immediately find common ground with your interviewer. Okay, you gotta ask them questions too. Find something that you can build a bridge to in terms of rapport. Compliment the company and its achievements, but do so, you know, in a genuine fashion. Show enthusiasm and warmth. Commenting on a recent company achievement or finding a common interest with the interviewer themselves will go a long way in getting you hired. Likeability matters. And then fifth and finally is scarcity. You need to highlight your unique skills and that you're wanted in the job market, okay? People see your value because it's scarce, it's rare. So build rapport by discussing your transferable skills, right? The skills that hiring managers understand, but then emphasize your unique skills. Your niche skills and experiences, technical or otherwise, that sets you apart from other job candidates. It's really your combination of transferable skills and niche skills that'll get you hired. Make it clear that what you offer isn't easily found in the job market. Keep the conversation coming back to your PhD and how that makes you better equipped to learn on the job quickly and to create an environment where everybody else wants to learn as well. Persuasion is a powerful tool in job interviews. By understanding and applying, right, these psychological principles, you can help ensure that you get hired. They really can significantly advance your chances of receiving a job offer. Okay, but a lot of this is subtle, so you have to practice it. Remember, it's not just about what you say, it's how you say it and the psychological cues that you utilize. If you like today's PhD Transition Report on Demand, you can get a free copy of my best-selling book, The Power of a PhD, and a two-week free trial of our new PhD Resume Builder that's part of our Cheeky Scientist Career Vault Level 1 software package. Just help us pay for the shipping of the book, and you'll get this package absolutely free. Just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts. That's cheekyscientist.com/gifts. And you'll also get free access, lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring program that'll show you how to update your LinkedIn profile to get hired. Having all of this together is really important. It's going to help you get your resume through today's AI-driven ATS systems. And as soon as you upload your resume today, because of this AI, it's automatically going to your LinkedIn profile and looking for continuity between your resume and your LinkedIn profile. So get these free gifts now, the book, the Resume Builder software, and lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring now. So just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now, and you can get those free gifts. They're for a limited time only, so go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now. This takes us to the end of this PhD Transition Report on Demand. As always, remember your value as a PhD and start thinking and acting like a successful industry professional.